Agency and Bad Axe is a winning combination. They'll work with you to ensure your home, auto business, and life to keep everything you value safe, sound, and secure. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people.
Auto Owners, the no problem people.
I'm Sean McVay from the McVay Insurance Agency in Bad Axe. Sports teaches us the important lesson in life. Teamwork and sportsmanship will help us succeed. Everyone at the McVay Insurance Agency in Bad Axe supports area athletics and academic excellence.
Hard work and dedication is how championship teams are made. Everyone at Signature Bank would like to congratulate all area athletes on a job well done. At Signature Bank, we promote academic achievement and sports excellence. When it comes to banking, we have over 40 years of experience. Supporting your local businesses and communities is our focus. And when you invest with Signature Bank, you invest in your community. The best of luck to all area teams from everyone at Signature Bank.
Signature Bank, with offices in Bad Axe, Carroll, Frankenmuth, Harbor Beach, Port Hope, Sandusky, and Sebring. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Final score, Bad Axe 53, Cassidy 52, and a barn burner of a whole game. A roller coaster, actually, more like it. Bad Axe was leading by 16 at one point. And we'll take you through the last 10 seconds here. With 10 seconds left, Cassidy was trailing by 2. Sawyer Cuthrell, the sophomore point guard, hits a 3 to put Cassidy up by 1. Bad Axe calls a timeout, takes it down the court, scrambling all over. All of a sudden, Jared Brown, with about 1.1 seconds left, goes up for the layup, gets hacked, no calls, as should have been, puts the layup up, it is good, game over, Bad Axe takes the one-point victory, 53-52, unbelievable.
Speechless, still.
Speechless.
So what the ironic part is that Jared Brown, okay, who went up to the line, missed two bonuses, and then all of a sudden, the ball is in his hand, and it is a winner when time is expiring. Who could script a better ending than that?
His only 2 points of the night come right at the very end. Ryan Brown, you had a chat with the coaching staff. What'd you find out there?
I talked to the Bad Axe coaching staff, as you mentioned, at the end of the game there, and I asked them what went into the planning of after that last timeout.
They
said, a scramble. They said they like to save a timeout for situations like that. Almost every game, they like to have one in their pocket. And as soon as Sawyer hit that 3, there was no panic. They called a timeout. They told them exactly what they're going to run, and it worked to a T because who had the ball at the end, Mr. Brown, is who they wanted to have to begin with because he's one of their better scorers getting to the basket. So what they wanted to do is just call a timeout. They told their players 10 seconds is an eternity. We got plenty of time. Get the ball to the floor and attack the basket as quickly and as fast as we can. And sure enough, they did with enough time left on the clock.
It was unbelievable. I mean, when this game in the first half, all of a sudden Bad Axe, after not playing a game in 23 days, comes out shooting the lights out. They're up by 16, and thoughts start going through, all right, what's missing for this Cassidy team? Where are they? Bad Axe is firing all cylinders. All of a sudden, here comes Cassidy, just firing back.
Cassidy showed a lot of heart tonight. They attacked Bad Axe. They attacked him smart, and they were doing the things the right way. Just a little whittle here, a little whittle there. They're just making sure that they were on course. And the only thing they did wrong tonight, let's face it, is that maybe Cuthrell could have taken that last shot with 8 seconds to go. That was about the only thing. I mean, 10 seconds to go was just enough time for Jared Brown to go ahead and put that last bucket in. Can you believe that?
I'm still processing all this information, especially being our first game back for the season, and we were treated to quite a game indeed in the Greater Thumb West. The wild, wild west it may be again, as this is the first game for both of them in divisional play. Let's take you through the points and free throws for both teams. First starting for Cassidy. A lot of people in the book. Sawyer Cuthrell led all Cassidy players with 14 points. Mark Shelton, 2 points. Jack Stern with 1. Jacob Perry, 5. Kyle Ross with 2. Curtis Dickinson with 4 points. Mason Erla with 11 points. And Tristan Kuntz with 13. They were 7-for-10 the first half for 70% from the free throw line, 10-for-16 the second half for 62.5%, for 17-for-26 from the free throw line for 65.3%. Not too bad. I'll take it for January in your home, Joe.
Hey, look, Cass City, I thought they did a really nice job in that second half. They came out in the second half and just they shot much, much better, okay? 7-for-13 in the third quarter, 3-for-5 in the fourth quarter. Total of 55% in the second half. You can't ask much more than that.
As far as what the most shocking stat here for Bad Axe, let's go right to the free throws. They still won, and they were 0-for-5 in the fourth quarter on free throws. That doesn't happen.
Not at all. Not at all.
As far as scoring goes, number 16 points, led all Bad Axe scores and all players tonight. Number 2, Bailey Hines, he had 16 points, 14 of those in the first half, mostly in part of 4 threes. He only had 2 free throws in the second half. Jared Brown, 2 points, the biggest 2 points of the night. Tommy Morneau, 17 points, he led all scores, but he fouled out with 4.5 minutes left in the fourth quarter. Derek Geiger with 6 points, Tyler Labor with 7 points, Brandon Messing with 4 points, and Ben Sutton with 1. They were 4-for-9 the first half for 44%, 2-for-7. In the second half, for 28%, so 6-for-16 on the game, 37.5% for the charity stripe. That's more like a stat a team hasn't played a game in 23 days.
We're going to file on this under Go Figure. On this is uncanny. But what you said at the offset of the broadcast, if anyone had cabin fever, that had to be Bad Axe. Yeah, they were just tired of looking at each other and scrimmaging each other. They wanted somebody else. They sure came out firing like they were just ready and itching to play this game. And this is something you can build on.
It's now time to make a fool of ourselves with the Clark Ramsey Farm Bureau Insurance claim of the game, our predictions before the game. I'm going to give the subjective victory to John Hooney tonight.
Oh, gosh, but I got it wrong.
And John Mooney said Cass City 48, Bad Axe 46. In comparison to Ryan and I, you are the winner. Ryan Brown said Cass City 45, Bad Axe 30. And I said Cass City 53, Bad Axe 41.
You know, we get some
our apologies to Bad Axe.
We really get some asterisks on that one because we really did not know that Colin Hartwick was not playing tonight.
From what we've heard, there's some rumors going around. They had some back issues. Hope the best for him to get back onto this team and to help him down the stretch here.
But as it turned out, that was kind of like a wash because for the Hatchet, Termel didn't play.
Because an ankle issue. So really, both teams out with one key player. But when it came down to it, it was just a great game of basketball.
It was fun.
A lot of fun and a lot of action still ahead of us. Of course, tonight's game sponsors, we would like to thank the most on WLW Sports Network. Thumb Sailor, the talk of Thumb, McVay Insurance Agency of Bad Axe, Signature Bank, your hometown community bank, without branches throughout the Thumb, Thumb Insurance Agency, Moore Motors of Carroll, and Sabot Funeral Home of Cass City. Ryan Brown, what are your final thoughts from tonight?
Anytime a team can go on the road and get an early conference victory is key because these wins all add up at the end of the season for a conference title. Congratulations to Bad Axe on a well-played ball game. Whatever Coach Crew did during that long delay between games, I want to tell his soul because his team looked like they haven't missed a beat all year.
And I will say, in regards to congratulations to Bad Axe, congratulations to Axe again for me. John and I were talking on the break. This is the first time that we've been able to see Bad Axe win. We've been a curse over Bad Axe every single – we always cover them the game after they play. It's spectacular. And coming to the game, we have high hopes. And then tonight was the first time, actually in football and basketball I have covered, that Bad Axe has pulled out the victory, and it's a great thing to see.
I think if we watch them 23 days from now, we might pull it again.
Bad Axe is going to play one game every 23 days. It'll be like the NBA playoffs, and we'll finish up around September. Sounds good? Great. John Mooney, final thoughts for tonight.
Oh, final thoughts. This is a great, great game to open up the season with. Who would have thought the home court advantage going to Cass City, and they played their hearts out. They got themselves into a hole. Dug themselves out. And then, took a shot, took a lead. And then, like I said, maybe if they had it to do over again, maybe they would have shot with 8 seconds to go. Because believe me, 10 seconds is exactly what the Hatchets needed for this well-deserved and hard-fought win.
So on behalf